Bitfinex Securities lists 5 tokenized notes that trade against Bitcoin. Bitfinex Securities has listed 5 tokenized notes that track the shares of Strategy, Strategy's STRC preferred instrument, Metaplanet, H100 Group, and Capital B, according to a September 2nd, 2026 announcement surfaced by CoinMarketCap. Each note is tradable against USD, USDT, and Bitcoin, and the offering is open to eligible non-US investors only. The common thread across all 5 names is Bitcoin. Strategy, Metaplanet, and Capital B are among the most aggressive corporate Bitcoin holders in their respective markets. And H100 Group is a Nordic health tech company that added Bitcoin to its balance sheet. Bitfinex has effectively packaged a basket of Bitcoin treasury equity exposure and made it settleable in the same asset those companies are hoarding. Equity exposure that settles in BTC. The mechanically interesting part is the pairing. Traditional tokenized stock products settle against a fiat stablecoin. Here, an investor can buy exposure to Strategy or Metaplanet and pay in Bitcoin directly without first rotating into dollars. For someone whose portfolio is already denominated in BTC, that removes a conversion step and the spread that comes with it. Strategy's STRC deserves a separate mention. STRC is the company's variable rate preferred stock, a yield instrument, rather than a bet on the common share price. Listing a tokenized note against it means non-US investors can hold a Bitcoin-adjacent income product on-chain, settled in USD, USDT, or BTC, rather than through a US brokerage they cannot access. As of September 2, 2026, Bitcoin trades at roughly $76,174, down about 1.4% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 70, greed. The underlying assets here are volatile in 2 directions at once, the equity moves and the BTC settlement leg moves. An investor holding a Metaplanet note priced in Bitcoin is exposed to Metaplanet's stock, to Bitcoin, and to the reflexive link between the two, since Metaplanet's share price partly tracks its own Bitcoin holdings. The non-US framing is the point. The eligible non-US investors restriction is not a footnote. Bitfinex Securities operates under an El Salvador digital asset license and has built its business around serving markets that US regulated platforms either cannot or will not reach. Tokenized US and Japanese equity exposure, settled in crypto, aimed squarely at investors outside the United States, is the whole product thesis. That framing matters for anyone comparing this to the tokenized equity push happening elsewhere. BNB Chain recently became the largest blockchain for tokenized equities by value, and Robinhood has moved aggressively into tokenized stocks in the EU. Bitfinex is targeting a narrower Bitcoin-native audience, people who already keep their net worth in BTC and USDT and want traditional company exposure without leaving that rail. Tokenized treasuries stacking on tokenized treasuries. There is a recursive quality worth naming. Strategy, Metaplanet, and Capital B exist in large part as leverage vehicles for holding Bitcoin. Tokenizing their shares and letting people buy them with Bitcoin creates a wrapper around a wrapper. BTC exposure, through an equity that exists to hold BTC, settled in BTC. For traders, this can be a feature, since these stocks historically move as amplified bets on Bitcoin. It is also a concentration risk. A sharp Bitcoin drawdown would hit the settlement asset and the underlying equities at the same time, in the same direction. For crypto users, the practical read is simpler. This is another sign that the line between holding coins and holding traditional financial instruments keeps thinning. The same wallet and stablecoin balance that funds a crypto card can now, in some jurisdictions, also hold tokenized equity notes. Settlement rails that started with spot crypto are steadily absorbing the products people used to need a bank and a broker to touch.